And I
Why did
saw a smaller group. I thought maybe is because a negative churches today, the two churches that have trouble.
我今天看到就是人比较少啊，我想这个是不是就是因为这个教会大家
We
都
are
不。
looking at Sardis and Laodicea, which are our trouble churches in
今天
Revelation.
来看呢，因为我们是不是因为我们今天讲的是这个挨批评的教会，所以今天上来的人比较少。我们今天要讲萨迪教会跟这个推拉教会。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for the messages to each of the churches in Revelation.
亲爱的主，我们为你给每个教在启示录中每个教会的信息来感谢。
And I pray that as we study them, that you will teach us lessons that help us today.
当我们来学习这些你给这些教会的信息的时候，求你让我们从中学到功课。
That we will learn things that will make us stronger Christians.
让我们从学习，让我们能成为一个强壮的教会。
And then, Lord, this morning I pray for our Christian brothers and sisters, especially who are hurting today in Haiti and in Afghanistan.
亲爱的主，我们特别的是为弟兄姐妹，尤其是在阿富汗的这些基督徒祷告。
Would you please be with them and give them your help and comfort, I pray.
求你真的是和他们同在，求你用你的灵真的是来安慰他们。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
阿门。
Let me ask you to read before next week, Revelations chapter 4 through 7.
在这个星期的家庭作业，就是在下一次上课之前，请你去读《
We
启示录》的第4到第7章。
will look at those chapters next class.
那个下一节课，我们就看4到7章。
And again, I ask you to focus especially on what they show about Jesus.
然后呢，就是让你特别的留意，就是这几章中如何来描绘耶稣的基督的。
And then I want to encourage you as our church to be praying for Christians who are hurting right now.
尤其是作为我们教会，我希望大家能够为那些正在受苦的、正在受伤害的弟兄姐妹和教会来祷告。
I told you the first day that we looked at Revelation that in every generation there are Christians who read Revelation and say, that's not the future, that's right now.
我在刚开始就讲过，在每一个世代、每一个年代都有基督徒。当他们读到启示录的时候，他们说这个不是发生在未来的事情，这就是我们现在所经历的。
Our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan are suffering what the early church suffered.
我们现在在阿富汗的弟兄姐妹，他们所经历的正是这个初期教会所经历的。
There are, we think, about 7,000 Christians in Afghanistan.
在阿富汗有7000的基督徒。
And already last week, Taliban soldiers began to show up at their houses.
然后上个星期，那个塔利班的这些人呢，就已经到他们家里。
If they had young daughters unmarried, they kidnapped them already. It took them as to be wives for the soldiers.
然后如果这些家庭呢，有这种还没有出嫁的女孩子，他们就已经绑架了这些女孩子，去给那些士兵，交给那些士兵做妻子，就是。
And I read late last night a text message from a pastor.
然后昨天就是挺晚的时候，我读到一个牧师的发来的短信。
Who said, I am hoping they will shoot me instead of beheading me.
他说："我希望他们就是，真的是 开枪打死我，而不是斩首。
And so they are suffering greatly.
所以那边的弟兄姐妹，那边的教会是遭到很大的艰难。
And I hope that we will pray for our brothers and sisters.
所以我就希望我们大家能够为我们的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
Sometimes, even as Christians, we get caught up in all of the political discussions of these things.
甚至作为基督徒，有时候我们就陷于这种政治上的讨论。
And we forget that these are our Christian brothers and sisters.
我们就忘记了这些是我们在主内的弟兄姐妹。
So let's be praying for them.
所以呢，就让我们为他们来祷告。
We have been looking at the pictures of Jesus in the messages to the churches.
我们看到主耶稣给这些教会的书信。
Last week, I looked at two churches that all of the message was positive.
上个星期呢，我们看到主耶稣给两个教会的书信，他所有的评论呢都是正面的、积极的。
And we saw that Jesus is pictured to the church at Smyrna as the first and last, the Alpha and Omega.
主耶稣对斯美纳教会他所描绘的自己的形象就是我是首先的，也是末后的。
The resurrected one who has power over death.
是那位死过又复活的，是有着阴间的钥匙，是战胜死亡的。
We saw his message to the church at Philadelphia. He is the one who is holy and true.
我们看到他给腓拉铁腓教会的这个信息，就是他是那位圣洁真实的。
He is the one who has the keys to the kingdom.
他有着去到天国的钥匙。
Today we are looking at the last two churches.
今天我们来看最后两个教会。
One commentator said the churches at Smyrna and Philadelphia could do nothing wrong.
他说，斯美纳和腓拉铁腓的教会不可能做错的事情。
And the churches at Sardis and Laodicea could do nothing right.
好像他就说前面这两个教会就是没有做任何就是不对的事情，但是后边这两个，今天要讲两个教会却没有做任何对的事情。
In other words, these two churches, the entire message is their weaknesses.
所以呢，对这两个教会的书信呢，整个的信息都是讲到他们的不足之处。
Now here is the warning to us, however.
但是这里却是对我们的一个警告。
If you could have seen pictures and descriptions of all seven churches.
如果你可以看到这七个教会的这个描述或者他们的图片的时候，
you would have said Smyrna and Philadelphia are at the bottom.
你可能会说这个斯美纳跟那个腓拉铁腓教会是最差的两个教会。
Poor.
因为他们贫穷。
Persecuted.
被逼迫
weak
也软弱
and you would have said I want to go to church at Sardis or Laodicea
那你可能会说我想去的那个教会就是那个撒迪教会跟推拉教会
they were successful
因为他们是成功的
they had money
他们有钱
they were growing
他们教会在成长。
The church at Sardis is one of the few places that there's no persecution.
那个撒迪教会所在的地方是很少数的几个没有逼迫的地方。
But these are the churches that John brought a message of condemnation.
但是却是这两个教会是约翰带来的信息是一个责备的信息。
In Timothy, Paul will say, those who want to get rich follow into temptation.
然后保罗在对提摩太的书信里边讲到，那些想要今世富足的就落入各样的试探里面。
Now, let me make clear, Paul never says money is evil.
让我澄清一下，保罗从来没有说钱是邪恶的。
Paul never suggests that it is wrong to have money.
保罗也从来没有说有钱就是错的。
Some people have misinterpreted Paul's words.
有些人就是错解了、误解了这个保罗的话语。
Paul does not teach that money is wrong.
保罗没有教导说钱是错的。
But he says the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil.
但是保罗所说的是贪财是万恶之根，就是对钱财的那种爱是万恶之根。
That distinction is important.
那种区别是很重要的。
I have known wealthy people who did not love money.
我认识这种就是很富有的人，但是他们却并不爱财。
They use their money to serve and to help others.
他们用他们的钱去帮助，也去服侍别人。
And I've actually known poor people who did love money.
然后我也确实是认识这种穷人，但是却很爱钱的。
They didn't have very much money, but what they had, they held like this.
他们没有很多的钱，但他们手中所有的钱，他们就抓得紧紧的。
The problem with the churches at Sardis and Laodicea is they gloried in their wealth.
然后在萨迪教会跟老底嘉教会的问题就是，他们以他们的那个钱财跟他们的富有为荣。
And anytime a Christian finds his or her security in something other than Jesus, we are in danger.
任何时候，如果一个基督徒他的这个安全感建立于主耶稣基督之外的这个东西之上，那他我们就有危险了。
So, the first church is Sardis.
所以第一个教会是萨迪教会。
A church that fit very comfortably into its world.
然后跟他的在他的那个世界里边活得很舒服。
I want to read in chapter 3.
我们来看第三章。
And I first want to give you the description of the church.
先来给你这个教会的描绘。
He says, I know your works.
他说我知道你的行为。
You have a reputation of being alive.
按名你是活的。
But you are dead.
其实是死的。
Go down to the next verse. Wake up.
说你要警醒。
Verse 3, if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief.
他说如果你不警醒，我就必临到你那里，如同贼一样。
And you will not know at what hour I come.
我几时临到，你也绝不能知道。
The people in Sardis would have understood very clearly the message of this.
这个在萨迪的人，他们对这个信息是非常明白的，这样的讲。
Because the city was at the top of a high...mountain.
因为这个城市建立在一个很就是一个山的顶层山的顶峰。
And on the south side, on one side, there was a cliff that was almost impossible to come up.
然后呢在这个城的就是左边呢有一个就是一个峭壁这样就是一个直直的悬崖那基本上你是不可能上来不可能从那边上来的。
And so it was a city that felt very safe.
所以这个城市呢，就觉得自己坚不可摧，很牢固。
When the city was under attack, everyone would gather in the fortress and they felt very secure.
然后当有敌人来攻城的时候呢，就大家就都聚在那个他们的那个堡藏里边，他们就觉得很安全。
But when Cyrus, the Persian, attacked the city,
但是当那个居鲁士大帝他来 就是攻城的时候
One of his soldiers climbed that cliff.
但是他有一个士兵呢，真的就是沿着这个悬崖峭壁就爬上去了。
In the middle of the night, no one thought anyone could climb it.
就是在半夜里边，没有人觉得有任何人可以爬到这个层顶，这个山顶上。
And when he got to the top, the guards were asleep.
但是当这个士兵呢，他爬到顶方上面的时候，发现守城的士兵都在睡觉。
Because they felt there was no danger.
因为他们觉得没有任何危险。
The soldier opened the gates to the city and let the army in.
所以呢，这些爬到这个从那个南边那个峭壁爬上去的士兵呢，就把城门打开，让这个居鲁士的军队进去了。
And they conquered the city.
所以呢，他们就把这个城给攻下来了。
John writes to these Christians.
所以约翰就给这些基督徒写信说
，And he says, "You're asleep."
说你们在睡觉，在沉睡。
The same thing is happening to you as happened to your city back in history.
就像你们历史上你们城市所发生的事情，现在也发生在你们身上。
You do not see your danger.
你没有看到这个危险。
You see, they fit into their world.
你看他们就是。跟他们的世界很，当时所生活的世界很相合。
There is nothing here that suggests that this church faced any persecution.
在这个信里边，没有在任何地方描述到这个教会面临任何形式的逼迫。
And the reason they did not face persecution is because they fit in.
他们之所以没有面临任何的逼迫，是因为他们跟他们周围的世界很相合，很就是他们挺相配的。
And so the message that comes to them.
所以给他们的信息就是
The picture of Jesus in this emphasizes his position over the church.
然后在这封书信里边主耶稣的形象的描述就是表示他对教会的这个权柄他的位置。
They must wake up and see the authority of Christ over the church.
他们教会必须应该清醒，就是警醒过来，清醒过来，看到主耶稣对教会的权柄。
And so he gives two descriptions.
所以呢，他给了两个描述，两个图像。
He is the one, Christ is the one who holds or has the seven spirits of God.
主耶稣基督就是那位有神的七灵的。
Now in Revelation, seven spirits refers to the Holy Spirit.
在启示录里边，七灵就代表着圣灵。
Seven is the number of perfection.
七是一个完全的数字。
Christ, he says, is the one who sends the Spirit to us.
他基督耶稣就是那位差遣圣灵到我们中间来的。
And so he holds the Spirit.
所以呢，他是有神的七灵的。
And then he holds the seven stars.
然后他也是有七星的。
And the stars are the churches.
这个星呢，就表示教会。
The angels, the supervisors of the churches.
是，就是教会的守望者，教会的使者。
And so, he is saying, what you need to see of Jesus is his authority.
所以呢，对这个教会的一个信息就是你需要看到主耶稣的权柄。
Both of the churches we are looking at today are backslidden churches.
我们所看的这两个教会都是背道的教会。
Churches who have given up their faithfulness to Jesus.
就是教会已经放弃了他们对主耶稣基督的这种忠心。
And to a church in danger of backsliding, we must remember Christ is the authority.
对于被盗有这种被盗的危险的教会，他们要知道说，基督耶稣就是教会的权柄。
And so Jesus who holds authority over the church.
所以 对教会有权柄的耶稣基督
says to them, I know your works.
对他们说，我知道你的行为。
But then when you read through here, you realize they have no works.
但是你如果去读他们的书信，你就知道他们实际上是没有什么行为的，没有可夸的行为的。
Even what appears to be a strength is actually a weakness.
看起来像是力量的强，其实却是软弱。
They have a reputation.
他们有一个名称，有个名誉。
But it's not real.
按名他是活的，但是呢，这个却不是真实的情况。
They have a reputation that they are alive, but in fact, they are spiritually dead.
他们的名声好像是活的，但是他们灵里边属灵上是死的。
And so John gives them five commands.
所以呢，约翰给了他们五个命令。
These are the commands from the Christ who has authority over the church.
这五个命令呢，是从对教会有权柄的耶稣基督而来的。
They must wake up.
第一个，他们要醒过来。
If you're going to recover, you must see the danger you're in.
如果你真的是要恢复过来，那你首先要知道你所面临的危险。
They must wake up and remember their situation.
他们要清醒过来，警醒过来，要知道他们现在所处的这个环境。
I used to drive a lot.
我过去曾经就是开车开很多，去不同的地方。
And when I would drive somewhere on a long trip, I would often drive at night.
我那时候以前我要开长途的话，我通常就是晚上开车。
And it was always a danger to fall asleep.
然后呢，那个就是犯困打盹总是一个危险。
And here is the problem.
那问题在于
You don't know when you are falling asleep.
你不知道你什么时候会睡着。
Nothing says at the count of three you will go to sleep.
从来没有会说我再数三下，再过三秒你就会睡着了。
Instead, you are driving and you think you are okay.
然后其实你在开车的时候，你觉得都没事儿，都挺好的。
And all of a sudden you realize, I don't know where I am.
然后你突然之间你就说，哎呀，我在哪儿啊？
I was asleep.
我在睡觉。
That is what can happen to a church.
那个也可能会发生在教会身上。
No church says, I am going to abandon the gospel.
没有一个教会会说我要放弃福音。
Instead, little by little, we go to sleep.
而是我们就是逐渐的，一点一点的，我们就睡着了。慢慢的
we become careless.
我们就开始变得不在意。
As individual believers,
作为一个个人的信徒，一个基督徒，
none of us decide, I am going to leave Christ and go to sleep.
没有，我们中间没有任何一个人会决定说，我要离开耶稣基督，我要去睡觉。
Instead, we are tired.
我们就是有点劳累了，疲劳了。
We quit reading our Bible.
我们不再读圣经。
We quit praying.
我们也不再去祷告。
We quit going to church and small groups.
我们也不再去教会，也不再去小组。
And soon we have become spiritually asleep.
然后很快呢，我们就落入这种属灵上的沉睡状态当中。
The message to the church at Sardis.
所以这个给萨迪教会的信息就是
Let the one who has authority over the church
让那位对教会有权柄的
Wake you up.
把你摇醒。
You must wake up and you must strengthen the little bit that remains.
你必须要警醒，就是然后呢，要兼顾你所有的那一点点力量。
Verse 4 tells us there are a few people in the church who are still faithful.
然后在第四节告诉我们，在撒迪还有几位几名是忠心的。
And John tells us those people are called to be missionaries.
约翰说那几个人应该是被称为宣教士。
Not missionaries overseas.
不是去到海外的宣教士。
Not even missionaries to unbelievers.
也不是对于不信主人的宣教士。
Missionaries to the church.
而是对教会的宣教士。
To say to the church, we must return to Christ.
对教会说，我们必须要回转到基督耶稣那里。
And then he continues, you must remember.
他说你要记住。
Go back to what you already knew.
就是回到你起初所，你所知道的，你所认识的。
One of the things that Revelation emphasizes over and over to the churches.
启示录就是一而再再而三强调的对教会的信息就是
is remember.
要记住要回想
He says this to Ephesus.
他对这个以弗所的教会这么讲
And now he says it to Sardis.
然后他现在又对撒迪教会
Memory is important.
他说这个记回想记住是很重要的。
I have noticed that when a husband and wife have conflict,
就是我就意思就是留意到就是当那个先生跟太太两个人有冲突的时候
and you talk to them,
你跟他们聊
and you say, do you remember when you were happy in your marriage?
所以你记不记得你们在那个你们的婚姻中很开心很幸福的时刻
Sometimes they have forgotten that.
他们有的时候就忘却了。
I was talking to a husband one time.
我有一次给一位先生谈话。
And he was telling me how terrible his wife was.
他就是给我讲他太太有多糟糕。
She was selfish.
说他很自私。
She was always angry.
总是生气。
She was unkind.
她也很不友好。
And I said to him, I am very surprised that you ever fell in love with someone who was so mean to you.
然后我就说你，我觉得很奇怪啊，你怎么会爱上一位对你这么糟糕的一个人？
Why would you ever marry such a terrible wife?
你为什么会就是跟这样一个人结婚呢？这么糟糕的一个人。
And he says, oh, she didn't used to be like that.
然后他就说，哦，她过去可不是这样的。
I said, try to remember what she used to be like.
那你就，我说你就回想她过去她是怎么样的。
Oh, he said, she was so kind.
他说，哦，她过去她非常的友好，非常的和蔼。
When I would take her out to dinner, she would be so nice.
当我就是带她出去吃晚餐的时候，她非常的好。
I said, when did you take her out to dinner last?
然后我就说，那你上次带她出去吃饭是什么时候呢？
Oh, we never go out together.
我们从来不一起出去吃饭。
I said, that's the problem.
我说那个就是问题所在。
If I talked to your wife, she would say, oh, I remember when he was such a loving husband.
如果我现在如果去跟你太太来谈的话，你太太还会说：“哎呀，我记得我先生过去是多么棒的一位先生。”
John says to the church, "Remember when you were faithful to God."
然后约翰对教会说：“你要记住，回想你当年对耶稣基督的这种忠心。”
Remember and then go back to that.
然后你回想，然后你再回去这样做。
Hold fast to those truths.
你要紧紧地抓住那些真理。
When I come down to the church,
当我讲到这些教会的，往一个一个讲下来的时候，
almost every week, I stop when I go inside the door and I look at those pictures on the wall.
哦，当我就是有时候到教会的时候，我每次到教会，我都会停下来看墙上的照片。
I love those pictures.
我很喜欢看那些照片。
Because they remind me of the history of the church.
因为他们提醒我教会的历史。
I look at the pictures up on the left corner, the early days of the church.
然后我看我们教会墙上那个从左边最早的就是教会的初期阶段。
And I see when there was a small group.
我看到当时只有一个小组，一小群人。
And I remember the stories I have heard of how they sacrificed to make the church move forward.
然后我就记得我当时所听到的故事，就是大家怎么牺牲让这个教会可以向前进。
And many times as I have looked at that, I have said, God, please help us to hold fast to what they started.
然后我每次看到我就说，神啊，你就帮助我们，让我们就是抓住那个就是当时的他们就是他们牺牲所带来的这个结果，我们能够继续往前进。
For each of us,
我们其中的每一个人。
I think if I talk to you, you could tell me the joy that you had as a new believer when you first came to Christ.
那我问你们，如果我去跟每个人谈的话，你们都可能会可以告诉我，你们刚刚信主时候的那种喜乐。
Remember that.
你要回想，要记住这些。
Hold on to what made you fall in love with Jesus.
就是抓你当时让你爱上耶稣基督的那个东西，你就紧紧要抓住。
And then he says, repent.
然后他就后边又说要悔改。
Remember?
第一个是回想。
Hold fast.
就是你要持守。
Hold on to it.
你就要持守。
And then repent. Repent means to turn around, to go back.
然后悔改，悔改就意味着一个180度的转弯。
This church has a very important message for us today.
这个教会对我们今天的教会有一个很重要的信息。
Because it is very easy for us to fit in to our world.
因为让我们就是说去跟我们活在这个世界活得很舒适，就是跟这个世界相合是很容易的一件事情。
And to forget who we are.
就忘却了我们是谁。
Christ who has authority, who holds the seven stars in his hands.
这耶稣基督就是手里有七星的，对我们有权柄的。
Says to us, remember who you are.
对我们说，要记住你是谁。
Repent, return to that.
我们可以回转到那个样子。
There's one more thing that I want you to see, though, before we leave this church.
在我们离开这个教会之间，还有一件事情我想让你们看到。
Because in verse 4, he says, there are still a few people in your church who have remained faithful.
因为在第四节他讲到在你们教会还有几名是忠心的。
And I want you to see this picture.
我想要大家看到这个图片。
They, the ones who remain faithful, will walk with me in white.
然后他说那几位忠心的要穿白衣和我同行。
Now there's at least two ideas that this may have about the white.
就是大概对这个白衣是什么意思有几种解释。
Let me tell you what I think it means.
让我先来讲我认为是什么。
You see, he's writing to a church that is fits into the Roman Empire very comfortably.
这封书信是写给一个跟罗马帝国就是很相配在那里边过得很舒服的一个教会。
And so I think he's using that Roman imagery.
所以我觉得用的是一个罗马当时的一个形象的描述。
And in a Roman victory processional.
就在罗马一个凯旋的一个仪式上面，一个庆祝仪式上。
The general.
就是这个将军。
And those who were close to him.
还有那些跟他很近的，紧紧跟随他的人。
Would wear white togas, robes.
他们会穿上那个白色的袍子。
And as they marched in the processional, everyone knew these are the ones who were victorious.
然后当他们在这个凯旋的仪式走在前面的时候，那所有的人都知道他们就是那些得胜的。
And I think he is saying this.
所以我觉得他在说的就是
Christ is the one who has authority.
主耶稣基督就是那位有权柄的。
He holds the church in his hand.
他把教会握在他的手上。
And those who are faithful.
那些忠心的。
I'm going to clothe them in white garments.
我会给他们穿上白衣。
I'm going to make sure their name is in the book of life.
我会让确定说他们的名字写在生命册上。
And they are going to walk with me in the processional.
他们会和我在这个凯旋的队伍中同行。
That's a promise to the Christian.
那是给这个给基督徒的这样的一个应许。
That you can become part of his victory.
你可以成为他的胜利中的一部分。
Last election.
在上一个大选中
One of the former students from Hope Sound Academy ran for state representative.
那我们以前的就是从我们这个基督教学校毕业的一个学生呢，他在竞选就州议员。
He won his election.
他赢了。
And he had a victory party.
然后他就有一个就是一个庆祝胜利的这个选上的一个宴会。
And the next day on Facebook.
然后第二天呢在这个脸书上。
All of his classmates who had been his friends over the years.
就是他所有的这个同学就是这些年都跟他是朋友的。
Made sure they had a picture with them standing beside the new state representative.
然后大家都放上了就是当时跟他一起合影的这个照片。
They wanted to share his victory.
他们就是想分享他的胜利。
Jesus says to the church at Sardis.
主耶稣对在撒迪教会的基督徒说
If you will repent.
如果你悔改
If you will be faithful.
如果你忠心
You will someday share my victory.
有一天你就会分享我的胜利。
I asked you at the beginning of this class to pray for the Christians in Afghanistan.
在今天课的开始，我请大家为阿富汗的基督徒祷告。
The last few days I have been very, very...troubled as I hear and I think about what they are suffering.
就是过去的几天当我听到然后所发生的想到他们所面临的这种逼迫这种苦难我心里其实是很沉重的很心里。
But I also know
但是我同时也知道
that Christ is saying to them
基督耶稣对他们说
Be faithful.
要忠心。
And you are going to walk with me in white robes.
你要穿白衣和我同行。
You are going to be part of my victory.
你会成为我得胜的一部分，分享我的胜利。
Let's look at the last church.
让我们看最后一个教会。
To the angel of the church in Laodicea.
就是写信给老底加教会的使者说
The words of the Amen
那为阿们的
The faithful and true witness
为诚信真实见证的。
The beginning of God's creation.
在神创造万物之上为元首的。
Laodicea was a rich city.
那老底嘉教会是一个富有的教会。
On a map, it was in a place where different trade routes all came into that location.
它是在一个交通枢纽上，就是不同的这个经商的这种区，就是那种当时重要的商业渠道呢，都经过它那个城市。
There were three cities that were close together, and they shared trade from all of these routes.
然后呢，当时有三个城市大概都在那个附近，就在然后他们就是因为有这种经商啊，有这种贸易呢，所以他们就是一个这样一个枢纽，一个贸易。
It was a city that had remained loyal to Rome, and so Rome was very helpful to them.
他们这个城市呢，对罗马很效忠罗马，对罗马也很忠心，所以罗马就对他们帮助也很大。
They were a very self-sufficient city.
他们是一个很自给自足的教会，地城市。
In fact, about 35-30 years before this letter was written.
其实在这封书信成书之前的30或者35年之前，
There had been an earthquake that leveled the city, destroyed the whole city.
有一个地震把这个城整个都给毁掉了。
And because they were a loyal city, Rome offered to help pay to rebuild the city.
因为他们对罗马的效忠，所以罗马呢就出钱帮他们重建了这个城市。
And this city was so rich that the officials said to Rome, no, we don't want your money.
但是这个城市呢非常的有钱，他们就那个城市的这个官长就对罗马说，我对罗马的这个帝国说，我们不需要你们的帮助。
We can solve our own problems, and they rebuilt the city even more beautiful than it was before.
他们说我们可以解决自己的问题，所以他们重建了这个城市，比以前建的还漂亮。
That was the city.
那个就是老底嘉城市。
And the churchhad taken on that same philosophy, that same attitude.
这个教会呢 也就有了这个城市的这种态度。
Look at verse 17.
你看第17节。
You say I am rich.
他说你说我是富足。
I need nothing.
一样都不缺。
They felt like they had everything.
他们觉得他们什么都有。
But he says, you are poor.
但是神却说你是困苦的。
You are blind.
你是瞎眼的。
You are naked.
你是赤身的。
Now, I think he used those three words for a very specific reason.
他用这三个词是为有一个特别的原因的。
They were very insulted, I think, when they heard those three words.
我想当这个教会听到这三个词的时候，他们是感觉很被羞辱的。
You are poor.
第一个说他们是贫穷的。
You are blind.
你是瞎眼的。
You are naked.
你是赤身的。
You see, Laodicea was a banking city.
这个老底嘉城呢是一个银行的一个就是一个银行业很发达的一个城市，是个中心。
They thought they were rich.
他们觉得他们都很富有。
You are poor.
但是神却说你是贫穷的。
Laodicea in that time was very famous for its medicine.
在那个时代的老底嘉城以他们的那个医药呢著称。
And doctors there had developed a medicine, a salve for eyes that people came from a long distance to buy.
在那个城市的医生呢，他们就发明了一种眼药水，一种眼药膏，那很出名的，好多人就跑很远的地方来买他们的眼药。
John says you are blind.
但约翰说你却是 瞎眼的。
And then outside of the city, they grew sheep.
然后呢，在这个老底加城的外边呢，他们就是牧羊，他们有羊。
And they had bred a kind of black, a sheep that had black wool that was very beautiful and glossy.
然后呢，他们就是培植出来一种羊呢，这种黑羊，它的那个毛呢又是很黑，而且又很光亮，有光泽。
They were proud of their clothing industry.
所以他们的那个制衣业呢，就是非常的出名，他们也很以此为荣。
And he says, "You are naked."
但是耶稣基督却说你是赤身的。
This is as if he went to Shenzhen or Hong Kong and said, "Ah, you are all poor people here."
然后这好像就是人到了这个深圳呢，或者到香港说你们都是穷人。
He went to Baltimore to John Hopkins University Hospital and said, "Ah, you are all sick."
然后他就好像到了巴尔的摩的约翰霍普金斯大学的医院说你们都是生病的。
And he went to Hollywood, where all the rich people of Beverly Hills, and said, "You are all ugly and naked."
然后他到了这个好莱坞，都是那些明星啊，那些有钱生活的地方，说你们很丑陋，你们也都是赤身露体的。
The things they put their pride in, he said, are worthless.
就是他们所引以为荣的东西，在。他说你们都是没有价值的，一钱不值。
And then he says one other thing about them that I want you to understand.
然后他又对他们有另外一个评价，我想让大家了解。
I know your works, verse 15.
他在第十五节说，我知道你的行为。
You are neither cold nor hot.
你也不冷也不热。
I wish you were either cold or hot.
我巴不得你或冷或热。
But because you are lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth.
但是因为你既如温水，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Let me explain a little bit about that.
让我来解释一点这个。
I should have put a map on the PowerPoint, I'm sorry.
我应该在这里放一张地图。
But I told you there were three cities that were close together.
我刚才讲到说其实有那个三个城市他们都离得很近。
Laodicea was in the middle of the other two.
这个老底加城呢是在这两个城市中间。
North of them was a city, Hierapolis, who had a very famous hot springs.
在这个老底加城的北边呢有一个城市呢它是以它的这个温泉的著称。
And so people in that city had fresh, hot water anytime.
所以那个城的人呢就在任何时候都能够有这种新鲜的这个热水。
10 miles east of them was the town of Colossae.
然后呢在这个老底加城的东面十里就是那个哥罗西城。
And it had deep wells that brought good, fresh, cold water.
他们有这个深井，就是有这种新鲜的，就是这种井水，很好的井水。
Laodicea was in the middle.
但是呢，老底加城是在这两个城中间。
And I told you all the good things that that city had, but it lacked one thing.
这个城市呢，有很多引以为荣的东西，但是它缺乏一件事情。
It had no good fresh water source.
他们没有一个好的一个饮，就是一个水源。
So they had to pipe the water from the other two cities.
所以他们要从那另外两个城市饮水过来。
Hot water piped 6 miles was not hot when it arrived.
从北边那个城市呢，离他们有6迈。那你有六脉，你那个热水呢？经过六脉到了这个城市，已经不热了。
Cold water piped 10 miles was not cold when it arrived.
然后这个冷水呢，凉水呢，这样子经过这个被饮水饮了10迈，到那也不凉了。
Jesus is saying to them,
所以耶稣对他们说,
You make me sick.
你真的让我很,让我觉得都很,就是很难受。
You have nothing good. You don't have heat. You don't have cold. You are just lukewarm.
你没有什么好的，你也不冷也不热，你就是像温水一样。
It was a church that thought they were very strong.
这个教会本身自己觉得自己很强壮。
But in fact, they were very weak.
但实际上他们却是很软弱的。
So what does Jesus say to them? I want you to see this picture.
所以耶稣对他们的信息是什么呢？我想给你看到这个图片。
He is the Amen.
说他是那为 Amen 的。
That means he is the one who is faithful and reliable.
那就意味着他是那位就是诚实诚信的，是可以依靠的。
Amen means it is true.
Amen 也意味着是真的。
He is the faithful and true witness.
他是那位诚信真实见证的。
He is the beginning or the ruler over God's creation.
他是在神创造万物之上为元首的。
But where I want to focus our picture of Jesus is in verse 20.
我想要大家所专注的主耶稣的这个形象的描绘是在第二十节。
Because this is a very beautiful picture of Jesus in Revelation.
这是一个主耶稣在启示录里一个很美的一个图像。
This Jesus who holds the churches in his hands.
这位把教会握在他手里的主耶稣基督。
Who is powerful.
那是大有权能的，大有能力的。
Who has all the authority.
有天上地下所有的权柄。
Who is ruler over all creation.
他是万物的，上面，掌管万物的。
And listen to this.
你听一听。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
看哪，我站在门外叩门。
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,
若有听见我声音就开门的,
I will come in to him and eat with him and he with me.
我要进到他那里,我与他,他与我一同坐席。
Now, many times in evangelistic services, I have heard people read this verse.
然后很多时候呢,我在那个,就是在传福音的大会上,我就听到大家就会读这句经文。
And say to unbelievers,
对那个不信主的人说,
Jesus is knocking at the door.
说主耶稣在门外叩门。
That is true.
那是这样的。
But it's not actually what this verse teaches.
但这却不是这句经文所教导的。
This verse teaches something much more amazing to me.
这句经文所教导的对我来讲是更加的怎么说就是说更加的令人震惊的惊奇的。
He is knocking at the door of the church.
他是在教会的门外叩门是在一个教会的门。
It is the church who has shut him out.
是这个教会把他关在了门外。
And he is knocking and saying, I want to be.Part of you.
是耶稣在教会的门外叩门说我想要进来想成为你的一部分。
Now let me tell you why that is so amazing.
那为什么这样子令人就是令人惊奇呢?
At the beginning of this section back in 14, he said he is the ruler over all of creation.
在第十四节耶稣讲到他是创造万物之上为元首的。
But he enters the church only if we let him in.
但是呢，只有我们允许他才会进到教会里来。
As I read that this week,
让我这个星期我读的时候
I imagined coming to church next Sunday.
我想象说如果下个星期 天我来到教会。
And seeing Pastor Joe standing outside the church door, knocking on the door.
就想象我看到那个周牧师在教会门外边叩门。
And I would say, why don't you go in?
我又问他说，那你为什么不进去呢？
They won't let me.
因为他们不让我进去。
And I would say, but you're the senior pastor.
但我会说你是主任牧师啊。
They don't want me.
他们不想要我。
I would be heartbroken.
我会很伤心的。
How can a church treat Pastor Joe this way?
教会怎么可以这样对待自己的牧师呢？
John writes to Laodicea.
约翰写给老底家的教会说，
Jesus is the ruler over all creation.
主耶稣是掌万物的掌管者。
But he will not force his way in without your invitation.
但是如果没有你的邀请，他不会说就强行进入到你们里边。
It seems to me that this is what this says to us as a church.
最好像是对我们的教会所说的信息就是，
We must welcome Christ as part of our church.
我们必须要欢迎基督耶稣进到我们教会里。
As individual believers,
作为每个人来讲，
We must welcome him into our life.
我们必须要欢迎他进到我们的生活当中。
And here is the danger.
这个危险就在于，
Both of these churches that we have looked at today were successful.
我们今天所看的这两个教会都是成功的。
They were rich.
他们也都是富足的。
They were self-satisfied.
他们也都是自我满足的。
And when we are like that, we can do our church things without Jesus.
当我们如果像那样的话，我们就可以没有基督耶稣，也可以继续就是运行自己的教会。
One person wrote this.
有一个人这样写道，
It used to be hard to be a Christian because it cost so much.
就是有的那个曾经就是成为基督徒呢是很艰难的一件事情，因为代价很大。
Now it's hard to be a Christian because it's so easy.
现在呢成为基督徒很难是因为现在太容易了。
It seems to me the great danger for the church is when it's easy.
我觉得对我来讲对教会最大的危险就是很容易的时候。
When we can have our church and we can sing our songs and we can have our sermons and do everything in our own abilities.
就是当我们不管说是唱我们的歌或者讲道或者做任何事情就靠着我们自己就可以做的一切。
It becomes very easy to leave Jesus outside the door knocking.
很容易就是让把主耶稣留在门外去叩门。
And we don't say go away.
我们并不是说对他说哦你走吧你走开吧。
We just don't notice him because we're doing fine.
我们就是根本没有留意到他，因为我们自己都做得挺好的，都好像感觉都挺好的。
And I want to encourage you to do this week.
所以我这个星期想鼓励大家这样做。
Look in your life.
检查自己的生活。
And say, where do I need him?
就是我在哪些方面我需要他。
Because you see, it's easy for us as individuals to become like Laodicea.
因为对我们个人来讲，也很容易就变得像老底家的教会。
We have a house.
我们有一个房子。
We have enough food.
我们有足够的食物。
We're doing okay.
我们都每样都挺好的。
The poorest people of us live better than the rich people in the Middle Ages.
然后我们中间最穷的人也比中世纪那些很富有的人生活都好。
And so we can become very satisfied.
所以我们可就很容易变得很自我满足。
These verses say to us,
这些经文告诉我们,
we need him every day.
我们每一天都需要他。
We must not be satisfied without him.
我们不能一定说因为没有他我们就不能心里不能满足。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, would you remind us this week that we need you?
亲爱的主，求你这个星期就是来提醒我们，我们多么需要你。
Don't let us become self-satisfied.
让我们不要变得就是自我满足。
Don't let us come to rely on our own abilities and strengths.
让我们不要就是依靠自己的能力。
But help us to rely on you.
帮助我们真的是依靠你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Next week we will